when you look at it, actually what happened was that everything went along quite well, and everybody, including the Supreme Court, understood the value of the Tenth Amendment up to probably, well, all during the antebellum period. Once we had the Civil War, that's where it became kind of interesting. What happened at the Civil War time was that in an effort to sort of the Union one, and therefore they wanted to federalize a lot of different things, federal troops, federalize. So what you had was a situation where the South was defeated and there was Reconstruction. During the period of Reconstruction, the South came back into the Union but realized, hey, legally, why can't we utilize this Tenth Amendment kind of concept to do what we wanted to do anyway?